083 300 300. Now, we've had a very busy programme and a very varied programme today, and we're going to change the subject completely now, because we're going to talk about a fascinating event that is coming back to Tralee at the end of this week, and it is the TED Talks. And many of you will be familiar with that concept. You've probably seen some of them on YouTube or wherever, but they were held for the first time in Tralee last year, and they were so successful that they're back again this October. Brian Carr is one of the organisers of the event. He's with me in studio. Brian, you're very welcome.
Good afternoon, Deirdre.
Have I the right time? Is it TEDx Tralee? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, so it's TED, TEDx Tralee. The license is given by TED, which stands for, it's not a person, it's Technology, Education and Design. So that's where the acronym TED comes from. And the X means it's independently organised.
Okay.
So you have TED events worldwide, and then you have thousands of TEDx events, which means the license is granted to a local community, college, university, etc., for independently run event.
So for people who've never heard of this, they don't have a clue what a TED Talk is, could you give us a kind of a user's guide to it?
Well, TED Talks are in essence 18 minutes, no more than 18 minutes of a talk, which is based on a big idea or an inspirational story or an amazing story. So it has to be a journey of self. It's about your own journey through life and how you came out at the end, or an amazing scientific revelation. That all has to be based on no pseudoscience, no religious beliefs. Everything, the licensing is very strict in relation to how it is presented. But basically, it's a chat for no more than 18 minutes, telling the audience something inspiring. It's an inspirational afternoon or day or short session of inspirational journeys and stories.
And the 18 minutes is very clever, isn't it? Because I suppose a lot of public speakers have a tendency to go on and on and on, and you do lose the audience after a certain period of time.
Yeah, they've put science behind this. I think they started initially at 15, then they went to 20, and they found this magic bullet of 18. And so what we have in front of the speaker is that there's a countdown clock. So they've all been timed. They all have to rehearse their speeches. Some of them are 15, some of them are 17.50 seconds. And then we started that, and then they count down to zero. And then once it hits zero, a big red flashy light comes on and tells them, you need to, shut up now.
Wrap it up.
Wrap it up. And like the Oscars, the microphone will, well, it won't disappear, but that's the idea. And why? Because when we upload the videos to the TED platform, they won't be taken, and also we have to send the scripts to America and they have to be checked and everything, so that those videos that are uploaded, like they were last year, there's no issues in relation to them.
Very good. And I think they're great if you're having a down day, or you're doubting yourself, or maybe you're wondering, am I on the right career path? Am I doing well at the game of life? There's a TED Talk for you somewhere on YouTube that'll actually give you that little kick you need.
Big time, yeah. It's great. I mean, I have the app on my phone and then headphones on, walking up the road with the dog, and like the TED, an inspirational 15-minute talk, usually they come in about 15 or 17 minutes, is just amazing. And sometimes you might want to put them on 1.5 speed, in other words, speed them up a little bit, because some TED Talks can go on, if it's not your subject. But if you speed them up, you can get through them faster. Some of them you might want to slow down. But even last night I was listening to a beautiful TED Talk from the States, all about science, about this new drug they found, the connection between the heart and people who suffer heart attacks and cancer, that there's a new drug out there, and amazing stuff. Just a revelation with TED that normally you wouldn't hear about, or you wouldn't read about in science books or published manuscripts, whereas TED platforms, and very famous people. I think at the moment on the TEDx there's 32 million subscribers on the TEDx platform.
Good Lord.
And last year alone, on our videos we put up, within, and we're not even 12 months in, I think we have 270,000 views already
So how this works is, I know you did this last year and it was hugely successful. So do you put the call out, and then is it almost like audition people and then select who makes it for Thursday.
Yeah, so we put the call out about 6 months ago, and then we had 48 applicants. They do a 2 minute piece to camera, a video about their big idea, their amazing story, and then we whittled that down to kind of like recalls and stuff like that. And James that works with me, James Finnegan and myself, we both have the license for it. We're very, you know, another TED down the road may have something different what they like. We just like what we want to hear. So it's not necessarily, you know, we're just two old codgers from Tralee, what do we know? But in essence, it's what we like to hear. And therefore, we then we whittled that down to about 18. And unfortunately, we lost two in the last last week or so, but we're down to 13 speakers now.
13 speakers.
Yeah, so we have 13 amazing speakers and all completely different, coming from the Lebanon, coming from Tralee, from North Kerry, from Wicklow, Dublin, from four or five parts of the United States. From, they're travelling from all over, and it's all part of this Global Irish Festival, Turris Moor weekend or month-long festival.
So it's happening this Thursday?
This Thursday, yeah. So we're in Sheemsa tomorrow or Wednesday for rehearsals. They have full technical rehearsals that have to be done. It's shot on three cameras because it has to be uploaded on the TED platform, and then you can come for the whole day. So there's four sessions in total. There's morning session, lunchtime session, afternoon and evening session, and there is a whole plethora of, there's something for everybody basically. So, and you may not be interested in, you know, we start off on Thursday morning with Bernadette, who talks about living with PKU, and she's based here locally in Tralee. And then you've got a lady from the Lebanon, Jana, talking about hypnosis. She'll hypnotise the audience, hopefully not for very long. And then, you know, we go on to Trish Healy here from Kerry, looking at the elephant in the room. We've got Francis Assisi from Germany, who talking about the passionate of making people happy. So it is a whole list, and we finish off with a fantastic speaker, Dr. Tony Murphy, originally from Killarney, works with NASA, and he's talking about the Globe Community Initiatives that he works with NASA, again about the environment and all about teaching young kids about how to appreciate the environment and how to work towards a more sustainable world.
So you've great variety there.
And that's the key of TED. It's not necessarily that they're all talking about one topic. So 1 minute it can make you laugh, the next minute it can make you cry. So it's the emotions run, especially last year, maybe it was tiredness, but I got very emotional with a lot of talks because some of them are very heavy and then some of them are very light and you're laughing through them. And, you know, we had musicians, performers, and then the speakers in between. So we have our 13 speakers, some, you know, musical performances, dance performances, and there's a day-long ticket or a per-session ticket. But yeah, there's something for everybody.
And can you book it in Sheemsa in advance?
Yeah, so the tickets are we're limited because our license only allows us to 100 people. We can't have any more than 100 in there. It's just part of this licensing. So we've day-long tickets for the whole day, which are about €100. Now, it's not cheap, but in essence, with all these performers and speakers, the feedback people get is just amazing. And then there's per-day tickets, session tickets for €30.
For €30, yeah. Okay. So there's bound to be something that will interest you. As I said at the outset, yourself and James, I know you're very passionate about this. This is your second time doing it. Will you go again, do you think?
Yeah. It's really tough work. I mean, it's an awful lot of organising. And I think, too, we may pause then for a year or so. It's just to find those key speakers. And we definitely always ask people in Kerry, especially, you know, everybody has a talk in them. Everybody wants to tell their story. And we're, Kerry especially, are the best Shanakeers, the best storytellers in the world. We all know that, Deirdre. And I think, I just, you know, sometimes I say, oh, you know, and we kind of go out looking for people, but doing a TED talk is completely different to doing any other talk. So we definitely encourage people who are interested in Shanaki, who are interested in storytelling, to come along, but also to consider maybe making a pitch, be it next year or another time, for doing a TED talk. Because it's that box ticking exercise. You know, it's like this goal that people want to do in their lives. They say, oh, they always wanted to do a TED Talk.
Yeah, well, there you go. Now's your chance. Well, listen, I think it's, as I said, it's a great entertainment and great for anyone who needs a bit of inspiration or to have some thought-provoking material in front of them. I know it'll be a huge success. Brian, thank you for popping in, and well done to you and to James Finnegan for
Thanks, Deirdre.
All the hard work you've put into it.